12. Funeral for Julia. Riker, October 2218, Vulcan. I was going through the latest production reports from Charles when I received a call from Justin Hendricks. With a smile, I dropped the reports. Talking to family was always top of the priority list. Justin had grown up. Space Cadet Justin was now a ship's captain in the New Jerusalem Space Corps. The thought brought a chuckle. The Space Corps consisted of a half-dozen cargo and transport vessels based loosely on the Version 2 Heaven design. Dexter, the current Bob in residence, had been aggressive about making the colonies independent of replicant support. The Omicron Squared Eridani system's twin planets now featured settlements from 12 different enclaves, and all of them had at least one vessel. Dexter was still hanging around the system, but demands on his time were down to a couple of items a week. I had a smile on my face as I picked up the call, but lost it when I saw his expression. Justin's eyes were glistening with barely controlled tears.
"Uncle Will, it's Mom. She's in the hospital. It's bad."
I stepped out of the cargo drone and looked up at the hospital building. Then I looked down at my hands and at my feet. Howard had lent me Manny without hesitation when he heard. It took slightly more than an hour to fly Manny from Vulcan to Romulus. This was my first time in an android, and I was nervous. It occurred to me that Howard's first use of Manny was because of very similar circumstances. I hoped that wasn't a trend. Sadly, with ephemerals, it probably was. I saw Justin come out the front doors of the hospital, so I stepped away from the drone and sent it off. Justin hurried up to me, then stopped 5 feet away, suddenly bashful. This was the first time we'd met in person, so to speak.
"Uncle Will," he said, blushing slightly. You look younger on the phone."
I smiled. "Stage lighting." I wasn't about to try to explain Howard and Bridget, assuming he didn't already know about them. He turned and we walked back toward the hospital entrance. I spared a quick glance in his direction. For the first time, I noticed wrinkles forming around his mouth and on his forehead. A few gray hairs, too. With an effort of will, I pulled myself away from that line of thought as Justin filled me in.
"She was at home, and suddenly she held her head, screamed, and collapsed. She was babysitting my kids, and fortunately they knew what to do."
Justin's eyes were wide and staring as he talked.
"The ambulance got there in moments and brought her here. But I think it was already too late."
He looked at me, tears now in his eyes.
"It's an aneurysm. The doctors say there's no way she's going to wake up."
We arrived at her room and I took a moment to look around. Very modern equipment and no overt religious images or icons. Of course, there had been a popular uprising about 20 years ago, something to do with free importing of alcohol, and possibly a scandal or two. Anyway, New Jerusalem was now a proper democracy with separation of church and state. Howard and I had celebrated by scanning a bottle of Irish whiskey and bringing the template into VR. Well, I was procrastinating, and I knew it. I took a deep breath and walked slowly up to the bed. I remembered the first time I'd seen Julia Hendricks on a video call with Minister Cranston. I remembered the stomach-dropping shock as I looked at an almost perfect likeness of my sister, Julia's several times great-grandmother. She still looked like Andrea would have looked had I been alive to see her as a grandmother. I reached down, put my hand against Julia's cheek, the first time I'd ever touched her. Well, it seems Howard finally installed tear ducts. Damn. I wiped my eyes, then turned to Justin. Tears were running freely down his face. It took several attempts to get my voice to work.
"What will you do?" "She didn't want to be kept alive if there was no chance."
I nodded, infinite sadness washing over me. People keep leaving. "I guess with the aneurysm, there's no chance of replication." Justin shook his head.
"Uncle Will, don't take this personally, but I don't think very many people will ever choose replication. It was an experiment designed in a darker, more authoritarian time, when people were seen as just replaceable cogs."
He smiled sadly at me.
"The amount of work, You and the other Bobs have put in, well, it looks to the average person like permanent servitude. Who wants to spend their whole afterlife doing chores?
Ah, that explains a lot. I nodded in thought. Once Howard resurrected the technology, we were kind of expecting an onslaught of requests. We've gotten zip.
I think you were probably the end of the experiment.
I said nothing. Just looked down at Julia. Maybe just as well. The funeral was held within a few days. I was still borrowing Howard's android. There was no chance of confusion. Howard had never been on Romulus in android form. These people only knew Will, the many greats granduncle in software. Justin asked me to be a pallbearer, which I gratefully accepted. Julia had lived a good life and had many relatives, all of whom knew and loved her. Justin's eulogy left not a dry eye in the place, including yours truly. I was the center of attention for most of the reception. Many people wanted to know about my sisters and about life in the 21st century. No questions about replication, though. Go figure. Finally, emotionally exhausted, I said my goodbyes and called the cargo drone. I turned and waved to the small crowd that came outside with me, stepped into the cargo drone, and switched off. I popped into Howard's VR.
Hey, Howard, Manny's all yours again. He's flying back from Romulus. Be there in a few hours.
Thanks. Funeral go okay? I sat and made a spot for Spike. She took the invitation and began to purr before I even started petting her. Spike was never very good at hard to get. I sighed and stared into space for a few moments. No confrontations or anything. Not like you and the kids. I gave him a quick glare. I guess that's kind of settled down.
Yeah. Bridget had words with her offspring. I don't think Rosie will seek me out to yell at me anymore.
You know you're asking for it, don't you? Dating a human.
It's not really dating, Will. There's no sexual component. We enjoy each other's company. We always have. We get each other.
I nodded in sympathy. I know what you mean, but lips will flap. Howard laughed.
Screw him. I'm happier than I've been since
before Jenny, actually. Jenny's long dead, Howard. Eventually Bridget will be as well. I shrugged apologetically at Howard's sharp look. Sorry, I think the funeral has me a little down. Just a year after we lost the colonel. Ephemerals, indeed.
Yeah,
Howard reached over and gave Spike a quick pat. Immortality sure isn't all upside. I got up and placed Spike on the chair I'd just vacated. No argument there. I'm going to go home, activate my alcohol receptors, and drown my sorrows. Then tomorrow, back to the salt mines. I waved to Howard, then popped back to my own VR, in Sol's system.